The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so sometimes it's helpful to have a good sense of where this practice of mindfulness is taking us, what the goal is, where we're going, what we're hoping to attain and get and accomplish. And especially when the mindfulness is in the Buddhist context, you know, where is it all heading? What's the goal? And to have a clear sense of that, then you know what to do, perhaps. And so today I'd like to say the goal of all this practice is so that you can become your own teacher. So I can talk myself out of a job. The goal is to become your own teacher. And so what does that mean? It means to be able to go through life and be able to stand on your own two feet. To be able to be upright and not pushed around by the experience of life, not succumb to them and drown in them, not to have self-pity, not to succumb to confusion or doubt about yourself, but to have a confidence that you have the ability to meet and face whatever comes up in your life in a way that is effective, that it keeps you from stressing around it, keeps you from suffering from it, keeps you from getting lost and something. So one of my teachers in Japan described this as being able to stand on your own two feet. The Buddha described it as being independent in the Dharma, that the goal is to become independent in the Dharma. So meaning that you can go anywhere you want, and you know that you carry the practice inside of you. You know how to address and bring the mindfulness, bring the investigation, bring all the qualities of compassion and kindness and, you know, and freedom, liberation. And no matter where you are, you know where to find the practice in relationship to that. It doesn't mean that you necessarily know everything you need to know to be your own teacher, but that's the idea, because you still need a teacher. If you didn't, you know, if you knew everything, you wouldn't need a teacher. So of course you don't understand, of course you come across challenges, but to be your own teacher means that you know enough and you have enough confidence that you know, I think I can work with this, I think I can address this. And one of the ways of being your own teacher is to have a strong quality of investigation, to be curious, what is this, what's going on here? To ask yourself, what is this really? And to be really kind of be willing to look whatever's happening right in the eye. Okay, this is what's happening. To be very honest, this is what I'm really experiencing. This is what's going on here. To understand how you work, what is your relationship to what's happening in the world around you? What's your relationship to yourself? To keep coming back and looking and discovering what's really important here for you. To be your own teacher is the ability to not get lost in thought, but rather to be able to look thoughts right in the eye and say, I see you. Not to get lost in emotions, but the ability to look at emotions and learn from them and be wise about them. Not to be lost in the confusions of life and the great challenges of life, but to be able to stand on your own two feet, be upright and look at them and say, I'm here. I don't know what to do. This is a difficult thing. But I can be my own teacher in this. I can find my way. I might not make the right choices in the practical things of daily life. Maybe your plumbing in your under your sink is leaking and there's a puddle of water on the floor and you have no idea what to do about the water and the pipes. What does it mean to be your own teacher, your own Dharma teacher in that circumstance? It might mean that given what's difficulty of and the projection of how much damage is being caused, that you stand there upright and you don't lose your cool, because you're interested in what it means to be independent Dharma, what it means to be stand upright here for this event on your own, without getting lost in anxiety around the leak, without getting lost in kind of running around like a trapped rat or something, like, oh, what am I supposed to do? It's terrible, it's a disaster. But you're able to stay upright and calm and face and look the leaky floor right in the eye and say, I see you, and I know what's going on. And then you're your own teacher in the Dharma. And then you have a better chance of being a reasonable human being. Which, if you don't know how to fix the plumbing, then you call the plumber. Or you go find the shut-off valve. Or you call your landlord, where's the shut-off valve, or something. Of course you should do the human things, basic human things. But in the Dharma, you're learning to be able to stand, be a certain way independent in the middle of those situations, not lost, or not. You don't get grabbed around the neck, the throat, by the leaky faucet, and then you lose yourself in that process. So to be your own teacher means that when you do get lost, when you do get caught up, that then you have confidence that you, to ask yourself, well, what do I do now? Where's the practice in this situation? How do I practice? And I wouldn't, I don't think it's possible to underestimate how powerful it is to stand in any situation at all and ask yourself the question, how do I practice with this? How do I meet this? How am I going to be with this? Because as soon as you ask that question, you're not lost in the situation. You're not kind of, being pushed around by it. You're a little bit independent. You've stepped back, you're standing upright, and you're kind of looking around. So, what do I do with this? And when you ask that question clearly, sincerely, fully, you're not entangled. You're not enmeshed in the situation. And that ability not to be enmeshed, to stand upright and open, is, that's getting to this thing called the independent Dharma. It means that you don't have to always solve all the practical issues in your life to find your freedom in this practice. Because there will be problems that you're going to have that you're not going to be able to solve. The Buddha, when he died, in the last days of his life, he had a problem he couldn't solve. He had some kind of horrible stomach disease, dysentery or something. And apparently there was no cure for it back then. And he died. And he had this problem, right? He could have, been running around looking for someone who had medicine or someone who knew better. And but he laid down under some trees and it was time for him to die, and he died peacefully. For him, dying was not a problem. So when these big things happen to you that you can't solve, someday you're not going to be able to solve your dying, except to die. Can you be independent in that? So there are things you can't solve. How can you find your... What does it mean to be free, to be independent? What does it mean to wake up? And you become your own teacher by being willing to engage in that process of discovering how that is. And to know that that's the goal, is to become your own teacher, I think leads to a certain kind of maturation, maturity in the practice that's very different if you think the goal of practice is to attain peace or some great altered state of consciousness or oneness or non-duality or freedom from clinging. Or just, if you have all these ideals of what we think we're supposed to be, and so it's very easy in setting up those as the ideals that we lose ourselves in the process, or we get attached to those, or we measure ourselves by that. But to have the goal to be your own teacher, then I think you are, then it's really a matter of what you do, how you respond, how you find your way. And my hope for people is that they become confident in themselves and confident that, yes, I can find my way. It's going to be a challenge, it might be difficult, but I have enough confidence in the practice, I have enough confidence in myself that I'll bring this to whatever arises in my life, and it's a good thing. That's wonderful. So I hope that all of you become your own teacher. I'm sure you all are already, but I hope that you become more and more your teacher. And then one day, I can retire. Wouldn't that be nice? So, but then more people come. So, thank you.